My name is Alan Dunlop, founding director of FAME Mission in Kenya, East Africa. I felt the call of God in 1990, a very strong call of God when I visited the land of Africa. I was a pastor then in a church and doing very well as far as the pastor role goes. And so I had no reason whatsoever to want out of that role. But what I saw in Western Africa and in Eastern Africa, it shocked me to the core, and I knew that I could never again be neutral to what I knew was happening here. And the Lord spoke to me very definitely. When I was almost overwhelmed with the enormity of the task, He brought Galatians 6:10 to my heart with clarity and power. And Galatians 6:10 tells us that we're to do good unto all men, especially unto those that are of the household of faith. And there I had my answer. God put it in my heart where to begin. And I got the call then. I know the call of God came to me then. Of course, like Abraham, it took a little time to actually get out of the land where I was. And 5 years passed. 5 years wherein I kept continually going back year by year, in my own time and at my own expense, fellowshipping with these people, learning more about them, getting more and more involved, getting more and more in love with the country, with the people, with the need. And up in 1996, my church was getting this year after year, week after week, Africa, challenging about Africa, never dreaming, even though my heart was full of it, never dreaming that I would be the one that God would take there. And so in September 96, my deacons and elders said to me, in the light of all this talk about Africa, they said, Mr. Dunlop, we would like to know what your future holds, for we think that your ministry is finished here. And I said, brethren, just as quickly as I'm telling you now, I said, brethren, and I've told this story, wherever I go, I tell this story. I have nothing to hide. Why should I hide this? Those men knew what was happening better than I. They were listening to me every Sunday. I said, men, if I had a start, a beginning, I would go into this work full time. And they gave me a year's salary. And I went home, floating in air. The burden of my heart had lifted. I knew I was on my way. But the call of God, and I have to say this, it's not a verse of scripture whereby we're hit with it in an emotional way. The call of God is a deep, abiding burden that cannot be lessened until we yield ourselves to obey it. That's the call of God. There's got to be opportunity. There's got to be inclination. And there's got to be ability. Those three things, humanly speaking, opportunity, ability, and fitness to do the task, those things need to be in place. But the call of God is not a verse of scripture alone. It's more than that. God can speak to us from His word, of course He can. But the call of God is something that causes us never to be satisfied with anything else except that burden and desire that God has put in our hearts.